Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a pair of Nike runners worn by Michael Jordan in the 1980s have sold for $1.5 million at auction. So how did a pair of used runners become so valuable? To discuss this, I'm joined by Beat FM presenter and self-confessed shoe obsessive Darren Rice. Darren, tell us what's so special about this pair of runners that someone paid $1.5 million for them.
You see, the thing is with these shoes, there's a certain mythology around them because the Air Jordan brand is such a big thing in itself and Michael Jordan is such a known, massive, famous sports name. But these were a pair of shoes called Nike Airships. And before the Air Jordan line started back in 1984-85 with the Air Jordan 1, these were the shoes that Michael Jordan wore during his rookie season. And there's a famous story that Nike liked to tell to sell shoes, that he wore a pair of red and black versions that were banned by the NBA Basketball League, and that he was fined every game he wore them, and Nike paid the fine on his behalf for, you know, to plug the shoes and stuff. And they always maintained that this was the Air Jordan 1, and they sold, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of Air Jordan 1s off of this kind of myth. But it turns out he never wore that red and black Air Jordan 1. It was a Nike Airship that he wore. And this is the model that sold for $1.5 million, a different iteration, a red and white version of it. But there's so many kind of, you know, tentpole things here. The world's greatest basketball player, a shoe from his rookie season that's still in great condition. It's signed by him as well. It was given as a gift to a young boy after the game. You know, it's all of these factors coming together. And it's like anything, shoes have become such a commodity now in the modern day that it's the rarity that drives the hype and drives the price. And obviously some private collector has seen an opportunity here and swooped in and paid the big bucks.
Now, you said great condition. Just to be clear, he did wear them.
Oh, Michael Jordan wore them. They're game-worn shoes as well. This is another thing that adds to the myth. And he would kind of gift them to young fellas afterwards.
If I had $1.5 million, a sportsman's almost 40-year-old runners isn't what I'd splash my cash on. But you, on the other hand, you'd be into this.
I don't know if I'd drop that much money on it, but you could kind of say that about anybody. Like, you see people buying Banksy's and, you know, other modern art that is basically just, you know, paint flicked at a canvas and they go for crazy millions. At least this has a bit of heritage to it. It has a story. They're going to obviously be displayed as well, like any other modern artwork, shall we say. But people see the value in this because, you know, a pair of Kanye West's Nike Yeezys, a sample pair, sold for $1.8 million not long ago. And that was purchased by a company in the States who sells shares in these items. So it's almost like, you know, they will buy it for $1.8 million. And like any stock, you can then buy shares in it. And maybe down the line, they hope to sell them for even more money. And then you'll get your return plus your profit on top. So it's an interesting world whereby shoes have become an actual commodity and an investable item, more so than just things that went on your feet.
Now, I might be showing my age here because the runners are almost as old as myself, but will you explain to me what the appeal is? Because you buy runners yourself and collect them.
Yeah, I've been doing this since I was a kid. I just always had this thing about, like, I always had a massive rotation on the go. And I know a lot of people say that kind of nostalgia sells big time in the modern day, and that's why you see all these movies being remade. And I think, you know, once I kind of hit my 20s and you had a bit of disposable income, it was kind of like chasing down shoes that I wanted when I was a kid that I either couldn't have because they were too expensive or because they weren't available in my size in this country or whatever else. And that just kind of grew into a bit of a vast collection. I think at my highest, I had probably 150 pairs. And I've sold some like in recent times, and I'm down to about 120, 125 now. But like, it's a massive thing.
Where do you keep them?
I have them all on racks in my room. Yeah, Argos racks.
And do you wear them?
Yeah, the vast majority of them I've worn. There's maybe two pairs, I think, in the collection that I haven't worn. One because they're snow white Adidas Superstars that are emblazoned with crystals. I bought them in Vietnam. I found them just a mad discovery. I don't want to get them dirty. And the other pair are a pair of Kobe Bryant shoes who has sadly passed away since, and they've inflated in value and I just never got around to wearing them. I did previously buy a pair for an investment that I didn't wear, which were the Back to the Future Nike Mags. You've seen the movie, the ones that auto lace and stuff. I had a pair of those 10 years ago and I bought them at a charity auction that benefited Michael J. Fox's Parkinson's fund. And I paid about €3,000 for them. And I bought them as an investment. And about 3 years later, you were fast approaching 2015 at the time. And I knew they were going to re-release them somehow. So I was a little bit worried. So I thought I'd get rid of them. And I essentially doubled my money. A collector in Switzerland bought them, who turned out to be the grandson of the founder of the Porsche car company. His second name was Porsche as well, which was pretty cool. So, yeah.
So like, how much have you made on runners, do you mind me asking?
Oh, the tax man will be asking me, you mad? Nah, I'm only messing. No, it's not a business for me. It's more or less kind of like, it's kind of, you you know, if somebody kind of bought a rare and vintage car and, you know, held on to it for a while and then kind of sold it. Like, it's not exactly a business or anything for me. But you do get people now, it's like in the modern day, a lot of the younger generation have cottoned on to this and are now buying computer bots in order to swipe shoes faster than anybody else can with an effort to, or with a view to reselling them. Because it's a massive market. You can buy shoes now for, you know, 150, 200 quid and sell them for over 1,000, depending on the shoe.
How has Michael Jordan managed to stay cool for so long that his shoes can attract this amount of money? And also, the person who has them now, like, what will they do with them? Will they wear them?
I don't know in terms of what they might do with them. I would imagine they will either be on display somewhere or else they could have been bought, like I said, by a consortium of, you know, you find these companies in the States that I said will now sell shares in that shoe. I don't think it's been made public who the actual buyer is. As for the lasting appeal of Jordan, I'm not really sure. It's kind of like just highly regarded as one of the greatest sportsmen of all time. I don't know if you saw The Last Dance that was released on Netflix last year, the 10-part documentary that just shows, you know, even 25 years on after that documentary was filmed, there was such huge interest in it. And I think it was just, you know, how notorious he is in terms of his attitude for the game, the stats. Like, you even have modern day players like LeBron James, who people label as, you know, the new Jordan. But LeBron is like, what, 2 or 3 for 7 or 8 NBA finals appearances. Okay. Like, he's lost loads. Jordan is 6 for 6. You know, I think it's just the drive, the appeal, the attitude and the style.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, Darren Rice, but thanks for all of that. Particularly the women of Ireland will be thanking you, because they'll be able to say they don't have as much shoes as you do. But thank you very much for talking to us about those $1.5 million pair of Michael Jordan shoes.